This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, and the top of the hour here. Welcome back to the Power Hour. I told you it'd be quick, or if you're joining us, welcome to the Power Hour this morning. Our next guest, I'd like to mention about the stocks, because I forgot to do that earlier. This Dow is holding pretty steady, down only 10 points at 20,583, so I didn't want to leave y'all hanging on that. And our next guest is no stranger to the Power Hour. He's talked, he can talk about pretty much any subject you want, science. He is a science teacher. He's a math teacher, a professor at Cornell University. When he started revealing some of the things, that he believes and that were true and that he had researched, they said, why don't you just find another place to teach? That's how controversial and how to the point and biting with his information is. His website is jmccsci.com. JMCC Science, short for science.com. We're talking to the one and only James McKinney. James, welcome again to the Power Hour.
Good morning. Great to be here.
Yes, very good to see you. Well, since your email with your talking points, basically everything's been blown out of the water. Why don't we put those aside for a second? Let's just get right down to the current events. What do you see going on with Syria, with North Korea? Where are we? And fill in the blanks for us here.
Well, Trump is trying to force China's hand on this and have them react because it's their part of the world, and also so they cannot say that we are invading their part of the world. So he's saying, okay, you guys take care of it, and if you don't, we will. And so basically that's what's going on there. And the Korean established government there, which has been there, of course, for a long time, is threatening everybody. South Korea, they have big stationary cannons pointed at Seoul, South Korea. And this has been going on since the Korean War, since they divided that country. I mean, it's basically a Cold War that's been going on longer than the Russian Cold War. And basically, Trump is just saying we're going to put an end to it and calling on China to take control of their region of the world, so to speak. And like he says, if they don't, then they're going to say, and that's kind of what happened in Syria. But what we're seeing in Syria is a whole other issue, where it's coming out that was a totally false flag, fake event. It was not a fake event, but it was created. And basically, Putin is saying, let's investigate this. There's been a lot of investigative journalism on that. And it all points to the fact that, look who this benefits. This benefits the Israeli, basically old neocon U.S. tact of regime change in those countries. And Syria was on the list that was there 10 years ago. So that's what they're after. And when they say regime change, it's not for the people. It's for what the New World Order, if you want to call them that, the bankers and the people in Washington who are bought and paid for shills. The whole laundry list, the McCains, the Grahams, the Clintons, oddly enough, when Trump attacked that, Hillary Clinton came out and gave him a big supporting speech. I thought, what the heck?
Yeah, there's an endorsement I want. Yeah.
Yeah. But she goes, no, I would attack all the air bases and have a no-fly zone for Russia. No, they're itching for American-Russian conflict. And that's what the Trump with Russia thing is all
is
about.
James, how crazy would that kind of conflict be? I mean, we're not invading Grenada when we're talking Russia. I mean, they have a strong army. How just nutty would that be?
Well, look at every war that's ever happened. When the people go marching off, it's like everybody's beating the drum and everybody's happy until the body bags start coming back and the wounded soldiers. You know, the Vietnam War with 33,000 dead and 10 to 20 times that wounded.
Mm. We're coming to our first break. We'll continue this discussion on the other side. And I want to get a little deeper to this, ask you some more pointed questions. We're with James McCanney from JMCCSCI.com, JamesMcCScience.com. James McCanney, stay tuned to this 3-minute break.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells. As we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Back to the Power Hour, 8 minutes after the hour. We're talking to James McCanney of JMCCSCI, JMCCSCI.com, and really his knowledge base on anything science, current event, fantastic knowledge base. We're really glad to talk to him. We're talking about Syria, specifically in North Korea, and the current events and the turn in the Chinese Peninsula, the Chinese Sea there. And in Syria. Now, let me ask you, let's go to Syria first. When it comes to Syria, you talked about regime change. Do you think this is all about energy in the region, or what's our motivation for getting rid of Assad? Or what would be the motivation?
It's the same as with the Gaddafi in Libya. It's the same with Iraq and Saddam. Although there was, of course, there's an energy oil underpinning to all of this. The, over 10 years ago or longer, back in the 1990s, Israel set out a path and they named 7 countries that they want to topple. Yemen, Syria, Iran, and Egypt. And they're just going down and ticking them off a list. And Syria is next. Syria is next, and everybody knows it. They know what everybody knows what the agenda is here, and so all of this other issue, and so the false flags of the gassing was on the heels. Let's look at 9/11. George Bush Jr. was supposed to go into Congress, and Congress had voted down every bill for armament, et cetera, for the defense industry, had voted everything down. They said, there's nothing going on. We don't need it. That next day, when Congress was supposed to vote on another major appropriation for this, 9/11 happens. And if, after that, it was 100-0. When have you ever seen Congress pass 100-0 anything? And everything was 100-0, 100-0, 100-0. You know, and they said that there were people with machine guns in Congress saying, you vote for this. It was insane what was going on. But and then we find out there's no weapons of mass destruction. And that's what Putin is saying. He's saying, this is just, you know, another one of you Americans falling for one of these deals. And so he's calling for the UN and The Hague to investigate this. And there's plenty of footage. There's plenty of indication that this was had nothing to do with Russia or Assad. And the day before this happened, the attitude in the Trump White House and all the staff was that, hey, Assad should stay. He's already made a deal to step down just like Gaddafi and let and not run anymore, get totally step out and let the people have an independent election for a new government. That's what they don't want. The neocons do not want that. And, of course, they're just shills for the bankers. And this goes right up the top to this whole Israeli-U.S. thing that was put together 20 years ago. So you can see the writing on the wall.
Yes. What you're saying is I think, is very accurate and good analysis. Does it concern you, Trump and the White House, that they turned 180 degrees on their stance on Assad? What does that say about what's going on there at the West Wing?
Well, you know, there again, Bannon got sideswiped out of there, and then this happens like the next day. All of this political maneuvering, there's a lot going on behind the scenes. There's a war going on for control of this country right now. And so you saw the McCains and the other shills come out immediately after the attack going, supporting Trump. You know, and so anyway, I think Trump got fooled up on this, but I heard a really good analysis that Alex Jones did, and he said that Trump is completely aware of this. They're talking to the Russians. They told the Russians to get out. The Russians did that. The Russians got out, and then they bombed the area where the gas was stored. And so that was all, in a sense, a positive move. But they don't want the U.S. coming in and attacking again. And what Putin said this morning is that they are seeing more of these attacks being staged in Syria. And so then it's going to require Trump to react to this. So what they're saying is back off, because these are planned, staged events. And that's what they found about the 2013 one. It was a staged event. And supposedly Obama and Rice and Kerry all came on camera saying they got all the gas out of Syria. Well, obviously they didn't. But the word on the inside is that it's ISIS and the other groups that are staging these events, because they want the conflict. They want the United States. Look at what position we're in. We're fighting both the government and ISIS. How many times have you ever seen us fighting both sides of a civil war conflict? I mean,
wow.
That's insane. How insane is that?
Yeah, what is our position? You know, we have a totally different agenda. I'm encouraged by the tweet that came out by Trump yesterday saying we're not going into Syria. Does that encourage you? What do you feel about that?
Well, I think, and here again, what is really becoming clear is that Trump and Putin and the Russians are understanding this. And they're fighting a really just divisive set of enemies. One is the neocons in the United States. One is ISIS, who the neocons set up. The Clintons and Obama set ISIS up. You know, so it's a really strange. And then you have the news media blowing this up like crazy in the United States. So it's really a walking a very tight rope, believe me. And to maneuver through this is going to be very difficult. But, let's change the topic a little. What if Hillary were in there? She would have us in full-scale World War III with Russia right now. She'd be pulling a nuclear. Remember, she said it's 4 minutes to when they have to activate from when the president gives the call? How would you like her sitting on that button? Don't even laugh. It's not funny.
It's not funny. It's a human reaction.
It's a human reaction.
I agree.
You laugh at the absurdity. So, yeah, thank goodness you got Trump there and not the hill of beans. Oh, my goodness. I mean, we all know.
Yes. Do you think, because that whole bombing in Syria, that airfield, I mean, to say that's a bombing or an act of war is, I don't see it that way. Russia knew we were coming.
Russia knew it.
Yeah, exactly.
They got their people out. They knew all about it. And, of course, they have to come back and say, hey, this is our territory. Don't mess around. Of course they had to say that. But in behind the scenes, believe me, do you think Trump and the people in Russia are talking? Of course they are. And they're setting the guidelines because they're the big guys. Do you think they're going to have their chain jerked by a little country like Syria? No. They're above that, both sides. And it's not going to benefit either side to come racing in and battle a war in there over a civil war.
So what's the long, Assad did agree that he would back down as ISIS is being defeated, and now we're seeing indications that maybe that's not true. He doesn't want to back down. Let's play best case scenario. Is Washington looking at that situation and saying it's been unstable for years, unstable? We created the mess. We're going to clean it up. We're going to make sure it's stable, and we're going to put in safe zones and stop this mass migration. Is that naive for me to think that?
That's the goal, but they're going to have to walk the gauntlet of all of these false flags. Now that they know that Trump was going to react, now they're going to keep doing it. It's like the kid who, you go to the company's house, and the kid doesn't want to be there, so he starts acting up. And the parents go, oh, we got to leave. Johnny's acting up. This is what's going on.
Yeah.
On a political scale. So they have to walk that gauntlet. And it's interesting because instantly, all of a sudden, you have people like Graham and McCain and other people supporting Trump.
That makes you comfortable.
And then who's heard of Susan Rice since this started?
I was going to get into that. Let me ask you one more question on Syria before we go into North Korea and then Susan Rice. How hard? Russia obviously has an energy monopoly to some degree because they control the pipeline that goes through Syria. I think that's why they're best friends with Assad. How hard will Russia hold on to that monopoly on this situation? I mean, will they absolutely hold on? Will they go to war over it? Because America looks like they want a piece of that action.
Well, certain people might, but you've got the top guy that's dealing with Russia in the Trump administration was the head of Exxon in Texas. The United States no longer wants Mideast oil. I mean, that's the Trump policy. They're opening up the pipelines here. They're saying we're going to stop depending on Eastern oil. And so, no, the United States wants to get out of the Eastern oil business. And remember that the biggest players in that are the transportation companies. And that's why we get it from the Mideast and not the Gulf of Mexico and Alaska.
We had a story yesterday. I didn't mean to cut you off. We had a story that illegal drilling is being commenced in Syria, and some of the investors are Cheney, Rumsfeld, and Fox's Rupert Murdoch. That makes me think that, are we just backing corporate interests again, or is our military being used? The fact that Trump backed off and says we don't want to go into Syria, I don't know if they'll stay that way. We're trying to analyze this on another level. Is Trump compromised? Is he being manipulated? Has he always been manipulated?
Yeah. He's being manipulated, and he's he's, the way I see it, he's maneuvering this very well. He did what he in a sense had to do, and that is to go in and destroy the gas. which the Obama administration told us was not there, and it obviously was there.
That's a good point.
So, okay. And he can say to Russia, with all due respect, hey, you guys, it was in your camp. You guys were trying to take care of this, and under your watch, you failed. So, you know, he wins on both sides there.
Yes, I think that's an important point. There weren't supposed to be. It's obvious they had chemical weapons. I mean, they could say they didn't use them or whatever, but they did have them. I don't know what Trump serves down in Florida, but how in the world did he get that Chinese president to do what he just did? We'll be back after this 4-minute break, and we'll talk directly about that. How is China doing our bidding right now?
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-5856. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-5856. That's 1-800-972-5856. 5856 1-800-972-5856.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. 24 minutes after the hour, we're talking to James McCanny of JMCCSCI.com. And we're talking about Syria and talking about North Korea. Now let's go to North Korea. I don't know what in the world Trump did down in Florida when he brought the president of China down there. But we now have China basically doing our bidding with North Korea. How did that happen?
Well, it's really doing China's bidding, and Trump told him two things. He said this is a military interest and it's economic. He said your deal that we make on the bargaining table for business is going to be much better if you cooperate or take care of this issue with Korea. And let me just say this about technology and what we can do in Korea. We have the technology to have simply a no-rocket liftoff region in Korea. So you cannot shoot any more rockets off, and we're going to take everything out of the sky as soon as it gets off the launch pad. And believe me, we have the technology to do that. Number one, no-fly zone with any type of aircraft, and then come in with cruise missiles and destroy all of their cannons that are trained on Seoul, South Korea, their stationary cannons, take out those facilities, and just completely wipe out the military ability of Korea to be offensive. And then let them talk all they want. They can run around or point pistols or whatever they want. But that is literally what they should do. And the Trump is doing the right thing. He's getting China to do this. And so China is stepping up to the plate. And it's really in everybody's best interest to get to end this mess that is North Korea that ended after the Korean War, the division. So anyway.
How unusual is it?
No-fly zone.
Well, how unusual is it that Korea is threatening America now? I mean, you would think that Korea is kind of controlled by China, but it seems like they're a little unhinged right now. I mean, to openly threaten using nukes on America's mainland, how off the chain are they?
Well, and there again, I have to step a step back and a step up to look at the overlying control. And the people at the top all know this. And so Putin knows it. The Xi guy in China knows it. Trump knows it. And so what they're doing is stepping above this international banker control that has basically waged wars for 100 years or more, going back to the American Civil War. I mean, the laundry list of warfare due to this European banker outfit is, and I see North Korea as that. One of the essential bad guys to keep them going. That's what Assad is, in a sense. You know, they put these people in there. That's what in Iraq is Saddam Hussein. That's what he was. They put these people. Saddam Hussein was trained in the U.S. So was Noriega. Look at all these people that we've trained, and then they get put into offices. The same with Iran back in the 70s. Same deal, regime change, and then what do we end up doing? Fighting the wars 20 years later. That's what I see. I see this all, and then the news media portraying it. Korea definitely has rockets. They have a nuclear capability, but it's not that great. It's very much overstated. And the EMP, all of this stuff is very much overstated, but we have the technology to take those rockets out 10 feet off the launch pad or before they ever get off the launch pad. And so, and we've seen that on commercial rockets where they take out a missile that's up going into orbit. They'll take it out with some type of a laser beam or a, you know, directed energy weapon. We have the technology, so they should simply declare no rocket zone, no fly zone over that area, and if they shoot one off, tell them, if you shoot one more off, we're going to come in with cruise missiles, just like in Syria, and we're going to keep sending them until every shred of your rocket industry is completely destroyed.
Now,
all those cannons, like I say, those stationary cannons that are aimed at Seoul, come on, this is absurd.
Now, one of the things that Trump said in the speech after the bombing of the airfield in Syria, I don't mean necessarily to go back to Syria, but he said a lot of things in the speech, and one of the things he did not draw a line in the sand and say, Assad must go. Does that mean this is on the negotiating table? Is this all a big negotiation, a sign of force of America? I mean, we're starting to get the idea that we're being marched into war here and that Trump is leading this deception to put us right into war. What are you feeling? Are you feeling that's true, or are you feeling Trump's kind of is trying to navigate through this whole cesspool of warmongers he's around?
He's navigating through, and I'd say he's doing a very good job.
Okay, well, there we go. On the other side, we'll end with that, and we'll talk about Susan Rice. After this 3-minute break, we're talking to James McCanny, JMCCSCI.com. James McCanny. Good analysis. Stay tuned.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink 3 or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
This is Pete's Yard, and Pete's happy that winter's finally over. Still, winter's damage is done and has left Pete's Yard withered and weak. But Pete knows all he needs is Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food. It greens and thickens lawns to help crowd out weeds. Guaranteed. Just 2 simple feedings, one now and one later this spring. So Pete can easily take his grass from hungry to healthy. This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food today.
After a rough day on the range, a fella can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink!
And I'll tell you one thing, I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink!
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. We're talking to James McCanny of JMCCSCI.com. If you'd like to get in and ask James a question or a comment about all this going on, please give us a call, 855-995-6923. You know, your perspectives on this and your questions are just so good. Just such a great audience. I'd also like to make you aware of some specials we have on the Solar Hydro Water Pack, the Water Power Plant. It's not just a filter. I mean, this is a purifier, UV lights, any kind of a bacteria, virus in water, in any kind of emergency situation, or even a water source now. Some of our customers, I know Barb and them, they use the system as their complete water source, basically. If you buy that now, not only do you get 10% off this week only, you're going to get a free bucket of Numana, the grab-and-go bucket, so you get your food and your water right there. It's a great deal. It's a $287 value you're getting off the plant, off the power plant with this. And you can give them a call over the Power Mall. Our Vitamir products are on sale, grown by nature. Of course, the Strauss Heart Drops. I'm staring at my bottle of Heart Drops right here. Wayne Elliott. Every time I listen to him, he reminds me I have to take my Heart Drops. Such a good interview we had with him yesterday. That's on sale. The seeds, if you want to plant things, we have all those on sale. The books, the Sharon Lynn Wyeth, she's going to be here later this week, and her books are on sale, 20% off. Give them a call over at the Power Mall. There are things that I know will help your life, and it's been put together for you. Buy from the good guys, 877-817-9829. So let's get back to James. James, we are, the biggest story maybe in the history of American government may have about to have been broken with Susan Rice, the pressure on her, the pressure on the deep state. The deep state and what that means is now coming to its view in the American people. And since this attack, we haven't heard word one hardly about Susan Rice. We've almost forgotten this whole thing. Is this intentional? Is this all a plan? Was that bombing all to a bait and switch to get our mind off this? Where are we with Susan Rice?
Oh, that's a super good question, because the timing was certainly good, let's put it that way, for Susan Rice. She just
fortuitous.
Into the shadows.
Lucky. She's lucky, yeah. James. She's lucky.
Yeah, yeah. Well, not lucky. She's a Rhodes Scholar. Bill Clinton is a Rhodes Scholar. And I wanted to talk about this. This is very important. Cecil Rhodes began this in 1902, and this is at Oxford. And now I want you to listen to what Cecil Rhodes' objectives were. There's been over 7,000 Rhodes scholars educated at Oxford since 1902. Susan Rice and Bill Clinton are two of them. And so here's what the objective was, is to furtherance of the British Empire, which is, of course, the bankers. I mean, the Rothschilds had taken over England long ago. The second, for the bringing of the whole uncivilized world under British rule. Now, this is banker rule. Remember, we're not talking about the little country, the United Kingdom. This is banker rule. Okay, now listen to this one. This is number three, for the recovery of the United States.
Whoa.
I'm going to read that again. For the recovery of the United States. This is Bill Clinton.
Whoa.
This is Susan Rice. And for the making of an Anglo-Saxon race, but one empire. Now, where do these people go there? They go into hiding. You see the royal family. They are educated not at the regular schools. They're educated in a different place. And when I first got privy to the world, the banking world, I was in Los Angeles in 1982 looking for money for my science projects that dealt with outer space. And so I got into these investment capital groups, and these young kids are there. They're like 25 years old, really well-dressed, drive the nicest cars, would call up senators and say, I want $1 million in this company, or $10 million, or $100 million by tomorrow, and the money would move. And I'm going, who are these people? How do you get a job like this? You know, what college
yeah.
did they go to? What, you know, I sure missed the boat here. How do I get
yeah.
a job like this? And so anyway, these are the kids of the families. And so I started digging in and doing my mathematical analysis, and I figured there's 6,000 people that run the world economically. And they're the kids of the bankers. And these people were from all countries, you know, in all countries that were allegedly at war with each other. So this is still back in the Cold War. And then I started seeing engineers who would develop something, you know, very technical for, say, an F-16 fighter. And in the next year, Russia would have it at the Paris Air Show. I'm going, wait a minute. I thought this was top secret. And then it dawned on me, oh, man. This whole thing is controlled on top. And all of the governments of the world and the bankers control it. And that's when it dawned on me. So when you see Susan Rice or Bill Clinton, they're part of this. And so you call it the deep state. But this is part These people, Obama, these people work for the European bankers. They are shills. And when she came out and I saw her on that first interview, and she goes, kind of breathing out, she was breathing heavily, trying to
subtle it.
She goes, I know nothing about this. And she could hardly get it out. And then you see her later going, well, you know, on occasion, certain things came across my desk where we had to know. She admits that they were doing it. But let's go to the second point. These officials should not be subject to the Fifth Amendment. The Fifth Amendment is for an individual so that you don't incriminate yourself. But when you're working for the government and you sign an oath to protect this country, remember that these people, when they take an oath, they've taken a higher oath, that they take that oath on our level, on the Constitution level, knowing full well they're going to break it. You have to understand this. So when they lie to you or lie to the press, they're just succumbing to their higher oath that they took to another entity.
Well, about a week ago, it was looking like Susan Rice was going to have to start considering the Fifth Amendment, that she was going to be hauled in front of Congress. So what you're saying is you don't think these people should be able to use the Fifth Amendment?
No, and look at when they were doing the Hillary Clinton thing, her whole staff came in and they gave immunity to all of them. You know, come on, this is so outrageous. These people are not accountable, but Hillary hitched her wagon to Billy a long time ago, and she was steadfast through all of Billy's innuendos and through the drug dealing in Mena, Arkansas, and the Waco event. Hillary controlled all of that. I mean, this woman's the butcher from Waco, you know. And, you know, the John Kennedy Jr. incident in New York where Billy went out and got the plane and destroyed all the evidence. Come on. You know, these people have a wrecking ball as a career path.
I'm gonna probably take a little exception about the Fifth Amendment. I think just because you serve in government does not mean you have rights. You always have the right not to speak. You don't have to incriminate yourself. I don't think you lose that because you go into government. But I think you have a deeper point about the computer they use or a lot of the things they use are government property or government owned. It's not theirs.
This is not theirs. If they were individual working in their own little corporation or something, that's one thing. But they're using our government to further their means, and then they can say, oh, I don't have to talk about it. I'm sorry, but this is different. This is, this is a different deal.
Yes. Let me ask you this, going back to, it always seems to go back to Trump, but everything so hinges on the White House right now. The deep state, her. What happened to Trump promising to lock her up? You know, Hillary Clinton and going after some of these people. We have not seen the arrests that we maybe have wanted or were promised. Is he afraid to? Is he not want to stir the pot? Is he not trying to create enemies? Or does the deep state, do they have so much against them and it's kind of like a truce right now? We're just kind of coexisting.
That's a good question because everybody was expecting that. Now Hillary's back out of the cage. She's giving speeches, there's the Haiti pedophile deal that they were connected to, the Clinton Foundation, all of this stuff. And really, that's going to come back and bite all of us, not just Trump, you know. He had the opportunity to take this entire issue, and behind the scene, there's all kinds of pedophile arrests going on.
That's very encouraging. That's one of the most things I'm encouraged about.
Yeah, and so, you know, in the intrigue and all of this in Washington, it's like the tapestry example. We see the front, or say that you see the back of the tapestry with all the strings hanging out. You know, we don't get the view of the front of the tapestry. And so I'm not going to judge anybody. All I can say is it's got to take somebody like Trump that can manage all of this stuff at the same time and make heads or tails out of it, because he's run big businesses and watched people that he's got a BS meter that's much better than yours or mine. I couldn't do it. I couldn't do what he does. And no way, you know, nor do I know anybody else that could. And he's got good staff that really knows what's going on. So you know, we're in a...
Well, a lot of his staff is, I mean, let's be honest, a lot of his staff is Goldman Sachs Council on Foreign Relations members. I don't know yeah. that that's necessarily true. We're concerned about that.
Yeah, it's a... Washington is a shooting match, and everybody can criticize, but until you're sitting in the hot seat, I wouldn't, you know, yes, we don't know what he knows. I think
that's a very good point. I think that's a very good point.
Getting better intel.
You know, until I stepped back and saw what he's done the first 85 days, I made a list. We talked about that the first hour on the show. It's really stunning what he's accomplished in just so little time, and then the media still says he's a do-nothing president, and we're ready to kind of throw him overboard and think that he's just been sucked up by the whole system. I don't know if that's true in the things we're seeing. 48 hours ago, I would have never believed that China would be on North Korea's border doing our bit, basically fighting that whole battle for us. And they're about to solve the whole situation for us, and we're not going to have to do anything.
Yeah, and there again, what other president would have done that?
It's stunning. That is. Can you imagine how weak Obama looks through the world, through these leaders, and to be able to get something like that done? Are you kidding me? That's a joke. I mean, no matter what you think, to me, that is stunning. But let's get back to Susan Rice. Is this story going to go away now about that we're being surveilled, the Big Brother is already here?
Well, the whole story, of course they were monitoring Trump. And
monitor everybody.
We knew that outfit in England was trying to set up an issue on Trump with Russia as early as last summer. And the Clinton Foundation actually paid them, along with a lot of the Republicans who were trying to get Trump out of there, paid this outfit in England, who was the guy that's the head of it, used to be for England, like the deep six spy against Russia for England. And then he broke away and they had formed his private company, his intel company. That's who they were paying to try and dig up dirt with Russia and Trump. And they never found anything. Because, first of all, you know, they mocked up these people. I think Flynn, my personal opinion, Flynn was a plant. And Trump got him out of there right away. As soon as he caught him lying, he was out of there. And so now they're pretending like they're going to give Flynn immunity for testifying. Well, I think everybody knows now that he was a plant. And there were a lot of plants. It's very much keen on that, trying to figure out who's who so that he'd had a staff of people he could trust.
Well, this Carter, what's his name? There's a report that he was a Russian agent and they're going to get him, that he was involved in somewhere in the government. Do you know anything about that?
No. And you got to know it's thick. It's just a viper pit. Washington, I mean, Trump came into a complete viper pit in which the banking shills controlled it, basically. I mean, we've been controlled. That's why they don't like Trump. He's an outsider. He doesn't owe anybody. He can smell this. I mean, he's doing things that none of the other shills would have done because they want conflict. They want us down in the dirt. They don't want Americans to have jobs. They don't want Toyota coming in and investing $1 billion in the United States. They don't want that. They were doing the opposite.
Yes. Well, anybody, if you have a question for James, please call. Let me know, Blake, if we have any calls, or just let me know when we do, if we have any questions. Why don't you also tell the audience about your new Cosmos series? If you remember, you know, when I was growing up, Carl Sagan, the Cosmos, you've kind of done a takeoff on that. Why don't you go ahead and tell everybody?
This started in February. I have my weekly Paidcast series, and I do all kinds of topics like Tesla's mind and radiation and you and all kinds of topics. But I took the 13-part series of Carl Sagan, the Cosmos series, which has been viewed by 600 million people worldwide. And I went back and using their talking points to, in fact, the Cosmos book that came out of this was the top-selling science book of all times. So it clearly got a lot of press. And then they redid it in 2014. Neil deGrasse Tyson did a visit mainly using the same talking points. But mixed in here is a very firm theme of atheism in science. They're trying to push that evolution, the Big Bang, and all of these things that don't require mentioning a creator, the fact that our human species has spirits that go along with our body. That's why we're different than apes who just crawl around the jungle and eat bananas. But at any rate, so I took the talking points and I'm making what I call the Cosmos series, The Real Story. And this is in my paid cast. And so I cover these topics and I use Sagan's talking points and show how that was basically what I call tier two science. And so everybody worships Carl like the smartest man in the world. And he thinks he's dead now, but he thought he was the smartest man in the world. And this is tier two science. This is the garbage science that is pawned off on the public. And when you look at it, it doesn't make any sense at all. There's a lot of loose threads. There's nothing connected. And they just talk about evolution like, the Earth just did this by itself.
Like it's a fact. It's like global warming. The science is settled. It's like ridiculous.
In fact, global warming, guess where that started? It started with Carl Sagan in the greenhouse effect on Venus. They couldn't figure out why Venus was so hot. It's hot because it's a new planet. That sounds like
It's also close to the sun. That's another thing. Did you ever get a chance to meet Carl Sagan by any chance?
No, when I was at Cornell, he was.
We got to go to break. We got to go to break. Let's get that on the other side. We got a 3-minute break, and then we'll continue talking to James McCanny and any of your questions you might have. Stay tuned.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life, probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your
your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. We're talking to James McCanney. Some really good insight and good perspective. I love talking to him. His website is JMCC, that's C as in Charlie, two C's, CCSCI.com. JMCCSCI.com. And, you know, you talk about science and the science is settled and how science gets political. Think about evolution and how we're just, that was rammed down our throat for centuries, over a century or however long. And then global warming. And look at how the internet has changed that dynamic. They just can't shove information down our throat and we accept it because the internet proliferates information so well. The truth starts to rise to the top. That's one of the reasons why they want to control it. Let's go to the callers. Curtis in West Virginia. Curtis in West Virginia, you are on the air. What's on your mind, Curtis?
Okay, I listen to Jeff Rentz a lot at night. And he brought up an issue about these executive orders against these immigrants coming to this country, and he was saying you don't even need executive orders. If the law is on the books, nothing's been done about stopping these immigrants, which is getting more benefits than I am.
Well, there again, if you look at the statistics, the illegal immigration has gone almost to zero.
Yes.
It's not a favorable place, and so, you know, a psychological incentive one way or the other is more beneficial than a wall. And I've always said, I mean, I lived in Mexico. I know the Mexican people. I know the people in the United States. I've talked to, I speak the language. I lived there. You know, I lived amongst the poor people, the rich people, everybody there. And most Mexicans in the United States would love to go back to Mexico if they had a decent job or something to do. And it wasn't just a dirt ball place where they had no benefits, no ability to do anything. They love Mexico. They love their culture. And so there could be incentives for a lot of the people to go back to Mexico, you know, and this could be negotiated easily. But those people, and then some of them love the United States and want to be in the United States. And I'll tell you, a lot of them are really hard workers, but I'll tell you, there's really some bad elements from Mexico. There's that, too. It's a real mixed bag of problems.
Good answer.
Result is that the count of people coming into the United States has dropped almost to zero, and the Border Patrol is doing their job.
Curtis,
I'm not
talking
about Mexico. I'm talking about them flying in here on airplanes coming in from other countries like the Muslims, and the other ones are supposed to be coming in this country.
You're talking about the refugees.
A lot of them. Yeah, they're stopping a lot of them from leaving the other countries, and that's the tack they've taken because court orders in the United States don't have any effect on that. So that's what they're trying to do, although the courts have blocked the travel bans in the U.S.
James, does that also show the extent of the uphill battle Trump is fighting that he can't
absolutely.
Does that answer your question, Curtis, or...
Well, no, because I hear such conflicts over this about the judges stopping his executive orders, and they're still flying in this country. And I hear all this about they're getting Social Security, and they're getting a lot more than I am, and they're getting a medical card that I can't get, and I'm on disability. So, I mean, I'm hearing things wrong. I might be hearing things wrong from the wrong person, because Jeff Knight's Rents talks about this every night.
Yeah, and he's right. The law's already on the books. They just have to enforce what's there. In fact, the president has overreaching, act? I've forgotten. It slips my tongue. It's three words. But from started with Truman, and it was an executive order where you could simply stop people from coming into the country from a certain country. So there's nothing magical about what Trump is doing. This is...
We have one more. John in Michigan, we have one more call. We have another caller on hold. We'll hold you over. James, can you hold over one quick second, just a few minutes? We'll be back after this 1 minute, 10 second break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour.